Welcome to another episode of the Digital Business Acquisitions Podcast. I'm Juan Galvin, and today we're going to talk about the exciting world of digital business opportunities. Our first stop is exploring why digital businesses come up for sale and what opportunities this creates for you. Digital businesses come up for sale for many reasons. Owners might want to start something new, change their lifestyle, or they've grown the business as much as they can on their own. Each sale opens the door for new entrepreneurs to step in. A lot of people will often ask, why would a business owner sell their business when it's making profit? For many of the reasons previously mentioned, they just want to move in another direction and get paid for their efforts. Whether it's a desire to chase a new dream, a need for a change in lifestyle, or simply moving on to the next challenge, business owners have a lot of reasons for selling. When I first got into buying businesses, I bought a marketing agency that was doing really well and making money, but the guy who owned it had to go help out with his family's restaurant, which was taking up all of his time. He couldn't focus on the marketing agency anymore. So I saw a great chance to step in. I bought the marketing agency from him, which helped him out because he could go take care of his family's business. He was happy because he got paid for all the hard work he had put into the agency. And I was happy because I got to take over a business that was already doing well. This just goes to show that when you're looking at buying a business, if you understand why the owner is selling, you can find some really good deals. It worked out great for both of us. The owner got to move on and take care of his family, and I got to grow my own business by taking on something that was already successful. Here's where it gets exciting for you. Buying an existing digital business means you get to skip the startup struggles. You're taking over something that already works with customers, processes, and a track record. It's your chance to build on a solid foundation, maybe even take the business to heights the previous owner couldn't imagine. I know I've already mentioned the many benefits of buying an existing online business, although I believe it's important that it gets embedded in your mind because it's truly powerful to be able to step into entrepreneurship or acquire an incoming producing asset if you're an existing entrepreneur without having to go through the startup phase. The startup phase is brutal because starting your own business from scratch is really tough. First off, there's a lot to learn, like how to make your product, sell it, and keep track of your money. Also, you might spend a lot of money to get going, and it's not sure you'll get that money back soon or at all. Another big challenge is getting people to buy what you're selling. When you're new, you need to show people that what you've got is good, and that means you've got to be smart about getting your first customers. And then there's making a good name for yourself. When no one knows you yet, it's hard to get customers and other businesses to trust you. Hiring people can be tricky too. When you're just starting, it's hard to find great people who want to work for a brand new business, often for less pay and more hours until things get better. There's also the nitty-gritty of running the business day to day. You've got to figure out how to get your product made and sent to customers, and all that can get really complicated. Don't forget, starting a business can be super stressful. There's a lot of pressure to do well, and the ups and downs can really wear you down. But if you take over a business that's already up and running, you can skip a lot of these headaches. You'd start with something that's already working. There are customers, things are set up, and the business has already shown it can make money. Now let's talk about what makes digital businesses such standout investments. Digital businesses are nimble. They can quickly adapt to new technologies or market changes. This ability to pivot fast is a huge plus, keeping the business relevant and competitive. Dreaming of controlling your schedule or working from anywhere? Digital businesses can make this a reality. They offer flexibility that's hard to find in traditional roles, perfect for those seeking a better balance between work and personal life. If you're coming from a traditional job or business, you might wonder if this is for you. The good news is that the skills you have are transferable. Plus, transitioning to digital is smoother than you might think, with tools and platforms designed to be user-friendly, even for those who aren't tech wizards. Let's clear up some myths about digital businesses. Think you need to be a tech genius to run a digital business? Think again. Many digital businesses thrive with just basic tech know-how. And for everything else, there are experts you can hire. It's about smart management, not coding skills. The digital world isn't just for the young. I've seen successful digital entrepreneurs of all ages. It's your drive, vision, and adaptability that matter, not the year you were born. Like any business, digital businesses come with risks. The key to success is doing your homework, understanding what you're buying into, the market, and how you can grow and improve the business. It's not risk-free, but with the right approach, the rewards can be substantial. And that wraps up this lesson on the landscape of digital business opportunities. Whether you're looking to buy into an established operation or transform an existing online business with your unique vision, the opportunities are vast and varied. Remember, success in the digital world is built on understanding, adaptability, and a bit of courage to take that first step. And I'm here to help you navigate this exciting journey. Thank you for joining me on the Digital Business Acquisitions Podcast.